Welcome to the Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast, brought to you by FTR, where we share timely transportation intelligence with you on a weekly basis. The Rail Market Update is hosted by FTR's Vice President of Rail and Intermodal, Todd Tranowski. As Todd presents the information in the podcast, you can follow along and review the graphs and indicators by downloading a PDF or PowerPoint version of the presentation from our podcast landing page. A link to the PDF is available now at www.ftrintel.com/podcast. From there, you can also find past episodes and downloads of the Rail Market Update, as well as the weekly Trucking Market Update with Avery Weiss and much more. That link again is www.ftrintel.com/podcast.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the FTR State of Freight Rail Market Update podcast. As always, I am your host, Todd Tranowski, the Vice President of Rail and Intermodal here at FTR. Thank you for joining us this week to talk about the rail industry, the rail volumes, and where they're headed. As we get back into the swing of things, it's hard to believe it is already June. We are already into the sixth month of the year. Where has 2022 gone? It has certainly flown by. And with that, given that we're already into summer, we passed Memorial Day last week, we need to start thinking about the fall. We need to start turning our sights to the fall and start thinking about that fall travel schedule. Make sure that you make plans to be at the FTR Transportation Conference this September, the 13th through the 16th at the Crown Plaza Union Station in downtown Indianapolis. Back big, better, and in person. 4 days this year. We're going to have a day for each of the verticals. We're going to have a truck and trailer equipment day, a truck freight day, a rail freight day, and a rail equipment day, Tuesday through Friday. We're putting the finishing touches on a golf outing as well. We know a lot of you in the rail industry love to play golf. We want to be able to facilitate that networking as well. So look for more details on that. To get registered and for everything you need to know, go to ftrconference.com. And with that, we'll jump right in here and talk about the various issues that are out there, the various things that are out there in the marketplace. And there's not a lot this week. The volumes don't tell us a whole lot because the volumes are, of course, from the Memorial Day holiday week. So you see significant declines in the latest week. But those declines are not reasons to panic. They are not the beginning of a freight recession. They are simply the seasonal effect of the Memorial Day holiday. And so we'll drill down a little bit into those sectors that showed anomalous impacts and what that potentially means as well. But overall, the volumes don't tell us a whole lot this week because of the holiday impact. We expect when we get this week's data next week, we'll have a much clearer picture of the overall health of some of these sectors to see if they bounce right back to where they were running before the holiday, or if they stay at low levels, or if they bounce back even above where they were running before the holiday. But time will tell. That's the week we're in. That's real time. We don't have those numbers this week to talk about. We have the holiday week numbers. Intermodal had really been holding firm, and then the holiday hit, and we went down. The good news is that if you look at that, and in the five-year average line, it declined essentially in line with its five-year average. We're essentially right at the five-year average level. So nothing much to see here, so long as it bounces back in the latest week. On the trailer side, very much the same story. We had held a very close to 18,000 trailers a week, and then the holiday hit, and down we went. We were already below our five-year average in this sector, so we are below our five-year average on the trailer market, but the decline was really the same as you would expect in a typical Memorial Day holiday week. So again, not much to see here. When you look at containers, very much the story we're seeing in overall intermodal. We were very flat, and then we took the holiday. We expect to bounce back from the holiday in the latest week's data that comes in next week. I know there's been a lot of headlines this week about one of the major retailers' announcements about inventories. Certainly, retail inventories are increasing. Certainly, they're moving up as we go into the summer, but they're not at alarming levels. Now, it may be that retailers have the wrong types of goods in inventory. That's certainly possible, but in terms of inventories pulling back what we're seeing on the import side, you're still seeing ongoing demand there. You're still seeing ports, have to deal with some congestion. The Port of Houston just recently announced Saturday gates to deal with all the volume they're getting. So certainly, we are seeing a lot of mixed signals, but nothing that causes us to concern quite yet about demand on the intermodal, on the consumer freight side of the house. Switching gears to the carload market, carload volumes down in the latest week, no surprise with the holiday, down essentially in line with their normal seasonal expectation levels. And on the economically sensitive freight side, very much the same story. Had been ticking up in the weeks ahead of the holiday, took a decline in the holiday week. We expect to bounce back in the latest week. Coal did not see a Memorial Day week decline. Coal volumes held essentially steady over the holiday week, including maybe up a little bit, a couple thousand carloads or so, maybe a couple hundred carloads, actually. But still held firm when the overall carload market and most of the other sectors that we're going to see took a significant seasonal decline. We really didn't see that in the coal markets. One of the reasons we didn't see that is because of natural gas prices being between $8 and $9 per MMBTU. That is certainly supportive of the coal markets, supportive of coal burn as we go through the rest of the year, particularly through the summer. It's been a particularly warm start to the summer in places like Texas and parts of the upper Midwest. Certainly there are parts of Texas that are going to smash all-time high temperature records over the next week to 10 days. Everybody says Texas gets hot in the summer. That's certainly true when we're talking about the late July, August, early part of September. It's not typical for mid-May, early June, those sorts of time periods. The heat has ramped up in those areas. That ramps up electricity demand, that ramps up air conditioning demand, and supports coal prices, supports coal movements, as well as supporting natural gas prices as well. The other sector that really sort of defied the holiday were the grain markets. Now, if you've listened to this podcast regularly, you know we've talked an awful lot about the grain markets and how they've underperformed so far through the first quarter and a half, quarter and three quarters of the year. Well, in the Memorial Day week, you would have expected, given what we've seen in a lot of other carload commodities, you would have expected to see volumes move down. Well, volumes didn't even just stay flat. They moved up. We moved up in the grain markets, closer to our five-year average, closer to where we were last year, closer than we've been relative to last year, really for the entire year, if you discount early February, where the strong positive environment is a result of the 2021 freeze that sort of shut things down along Texas and much of the Gulf Coast. We've had a challenging year. The uptick in the holiday week makes us, you know, gives us some hope that maybe we're turning the ship here in the grain market. Maybe we're starting to see some momentum as we head into the third quarter. We've talked about how in the second half we expect volumes to be fairly robust. We expect to see things turn around. We expect Canada to have a better harvest. We expect there to be strong global demand across the board for North American product to replace the roughly third of global grain exports that come from Russia and Ukraine. So maybe we're starting to see the first signs of that in the Memorial Day holiday week, given that volumes went up when you would have expected them, I would have expected them to go down. Looking at the other sectors, the more economically sensitive sectors, for the most part, they behaved as you would expect in a holiday week. You look at the chemicals traffic, it took down. It had been running very well, had been running essentially in line with 2021 levels, above its five-year average. Took a step down in the latest week. Not unexpected given the holiday. You expect it to bounce right back up in the latest week. Petroleum products volumes declined the last 2 weeks off of their peak of the year. We expect to make some of that up certainly next week when we sort of lap the holiday impact to get back to that 20,000 or so carload week. But even so, even with the holiday decline, we remain within that 19,000 to 20,000 carload a week band that we've been in really since the end of the pandemic. Look at stone, sand, and gravel. Volumes took a decline for the holiday week. We expect that to bounce right back, as it typically does seasonally after the holiday, back to where we had been running before Memorial Day. Lumber and wood, very much the same story. certainly took a significant drop during the holiday week. We expect to get back to where we had been running before the holiday, but we'll have to see. As we've talked about before on this podcast, lumber and wood is one of those sectors that has some challenges as we go forward. If you look at the mortgage application data that came out earlier this week, you see that mortgage application activity moved to its lowest level in 22 years last week. That's certainly part of that's the holiday. Part of that is higher interest rates, making it harder for buyers to qualify for houses. As housing demand slows down, that will flow through into lumber and wood. Pulp and paper definitely shows the effects of the holiday, sort of at a two-week lag there, sort of started to slow down the week before the holiday, continued to slow down during the holiday week. As we go forward, we would expect to see a little bit of a bounce back in the latest week. How much remains to be seen? We've spent much of the year below the peak levels that we hit right before the holiday. This will be an interesting one to watch as we get into June and July to see what happens and how much of a bounce do we actually get out of the Memorial Day period. Automotive volumes stepped down in the holiday week, as you would expect, essentially in line with its five-year average. We would expect to make a lot of that up in the latest week. But again, automotive, as we've talked about before on the podcast, really depends on when their supply chains, when their semiconductor availability starts to unwind. When that starts to free up, starts to get more consistent, that's when these volumes will really start to take off. The longer it goes, the longer it takes for the semiconductor and other supply chain areas to resolve themselves in automotive, the more likely it is that some of that demand doesn't get made up in the forward periods, that you start to see some demand destruction, particularly in a high inflation environment, particularly when you're eroding personal savings, when you're eroding personal balance sheets over time, you're less likely to go out and spring for those discretionary purchases, those additional automobiles and whatnot that you maybe have put off because you can't get the model that you want right now. There's a possibility as we go forward in time, the longer this lasts, some of that demand just never materializes. And so to wrap up, carload and intermodal really showed the effects of the Memorial Day holiday. They behaved seasonally, as we would say. Nothing out of the ordinary, nothing too extreme. On the coal and grain side, you start to see some positive signs. You start to see coal hanging in there, which not unexpected when you think about natural gas prices, when you think about the warm start to the summer in some parts of the country, and the grain markets that have been sort of MIA, starting to show some ability to move forward as we get forward in time. That's a good sign. That's starting to show certainly some expected turnaround in volumes as we get into the second half, as comparisons get easier and we start to get harvest coming off the fields. Unfortunately, for shippers heading into the peak season, service issues, they're not going away. They show no signs of getting better anytime soon. And there's something we're going to have to watch for a regulatory response at this point to see, do the regulators get involved and what effect does that response have on the service issue? Does it essentially prolong the status quo for some shippers, which it has the potential to do depending on how the board decides it wants to act going forward, given how long it has taken for the railroads to self-correct. Now, next week, we'll get an insight into railroad employment in May, which will also help inform some of those service discussions, and we'll talk about that data on next week's podcast. But it's something to think about, that there's a regulatory response coming, that service issues have not gone away, do not appear likely to go away in the near term, and are something that we're going to be continuing to talk about as we get into the summer and into the fall and in toward peak season for sure. And with that, I hope you all have a good week. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you were all able to get some vacation time in over the holiday. Hopefully you were able to get some time on a beach, some time in the mountains, some time fishing, some time doing whatever it is you do to unplug and get away. We thank you for joining us this week and every week. If you ever have a question about the industry, feel free to reach out. Myself or any member of the FTR team are more than happy to talk about the industry, talk about what's going on, hear about what's going on in your business. Feel free to reach out at any point. And with that, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you again next week.
That's it for this week's Rail Market Update on the State of Freight podcast. The Rail Market Update will be published each week along with a downloadable PDF of the presentation. If you find this transportation intelligence useful, please take a moment to give us a positive rating on your podcast platform of choice and send us your feedback by email at podcast@ftrintel.com. You can find more publicly available State of Freight content and download the PDF of today's presentation by going to www.ftrintel.com/podcast. FTR is the leader in freight transportation forecasting in North America, providing consistently reliable reports for trucking, rail, and intermodal transportation, as well as providing demand analysis for commercial vehicle and rail car. For more information about the work of FTR, visit www.ftrintel.com or call us at 888-988-1699 to find out which publications will best support your business.